did we win?
Cole lay abed. His wound throbbed horribly. Assassin poison coursed through his veins. Orsini looked down upon him solicitously. Meeting like this was becoming a habit.
The Serene Republic still rises above the waves. Broken, but unbowed.
Cole looked about the chamber.
I do not suppose anyone has seen.
You have lost yet another sword, Cole.
That was becoming a habit as well.
I saw fires in the distance, Orsini. I heard stone throwers firing both north and east of the lagoon.
To the east, the good lord of Treviso took it upon himself to attack the horde's flank with his militia, and all the war bands encamped outside his walls.
I was led to believe that Treviso cowered behind her walls, and save for my brother's Welshmen, the rest of the war bands had scattered.
I beg you take no offense, my friend. But I thought it best that you, the Horde, and everyone else believe that.
And to the north?
Lord Reynald, Landgrave of Thuringia and presumptive Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, attacked the Horde from the rear.
Lord Reynald himself told me he could not come to the Republic's aid.
In the Landgrave's defense, I believe at that time he meant it.
And after that time, it was best if I, the Horde, and everyone else on Earth believed that.
Just so. And again, I beg forgiveness. Even with these reinforcements, the Southern Horde vastly outnumbered us. Surprise was paramount to victory.
Cole eyed the dwarf.
I believe the Long Eye may have had something to do with coordinating all these surprises.
No one else could have organized such a multi-pronged military assault in secret.
How is he?
Kamos A.A. is one of the greatest adepts of this age. But he strained his power to its very limit, communicating with so many minds. Many were not pleased to have their thoughts invaded by a Saracen sorcerer at the behest of a dwarf. You will recall he was not well to begin with. If you saw him now, you might mistake him for dead. However, Brother Till believes the son of A.A. is in some kind of self-induced coma to rest the inner eye and reset his mind.
Cole's brow furrowed.
But how did the fleet get in? You had blocked all entry.
Well, all save the southernmost entry at Chioggia. Actually, we did block it, just not very well. But the Horde didn't know that, and they were almost exclusively intent on keeping us bottled in, rather than keeping anyone else out. Their fleet is still small and had to guard 3 entries. The combined fleets of Venice, Genoa, Trebizond, Sicily, and a pleasingly large assortment of volunteers crashed through them with ease.
But how did they navigate the traps without a pilot? None of our returning ships would know the safe paths. Surely the Long Eye did not do that as well.
Well, that was a problem. Kamos A.A. is a profoundly learned man, but his knowledge of the sea and sailing was indeed lacking. However, it appears there is an Angeli, Thalassa by name.
Orsini rolled his eyes.
I believe you've met.
Cole reddened.
It seems, dear Thalassa, is aptly named, for she has a certain affinity for the waters. You may have noted that the Strategos and his flagship led the fleet.
Cole smiled as he thought of Sir Roger and his burning blade.
Aye. Oh, but please tell me, how stands the Southern Horde?
I must admit that this Amijok, for whom I bear no love at all, fought perhaps one of the greatest tactical retreats the world has ever seen. There is a reason that one is Great Hobgoblin.
Cole raised a weary eyebrow. Orsini raised one back.
I have lost my claim on that title.
You and I both know Amijok cheated, but you did accept his terms, and neither side had any specification as to who or what his champion might be. And every rule of single combat was broken when you were assisted by an Angeli witch, a gnome, and then spirited away on the back of a demon horse.
I do not remember much of it.
Oh, you are in very bad shape. Snorri led the charge to save you, but then you rode off. Well, technically, Briel rode off with you and Thais draped across Buttercup like sacks of potatoes.
Orsini looked around nervously.
Let me tell you, seeing a creature as small as that riding a horse as large as Buttercup was somewhat appalling.
How did Briel come to be riding Buttercup?
Oh, I believe he debauched her with apples and bacon.
What makes you think that, then?
Orsini regarded Cole sourly.
Because all of the apples and bacon, as well as a great deal of the better wine, is missing from the Ducal private larder.
Ifruili? And the Ramandolo?
All gone.
It sounds like Briel has been debauching himself.
I have never met a gnome that did not have one, if not several, serious vices. Sometimes I think it's the only thing that keeps him in check.
Cole kept Briel's peeping tendencies to himself.
How stands the Horde now?
The besiegers retreated in good order, linked up with the rest of the southern Horde, and crossed the Piave and destroyed the bridges behind them. If I had to guess, I suspect they intend to consolidate with the northern Horde.
How stand our companions?
Though many are wounded, none are fallen. A spear thrust cut Luko's face, and a knife axe scored his sword arm. Snorri frets over him like a hen. Yet I am told the Tsarevich will live, and he could not be prouder of his wounds. Princeling Ilarion comported himself well in battle, but bears no mark. Luko lords it over him.
Despite his pain, Cole smiled.
Your shield maiden took something of a beating defending you. The Abbess has sternly warned Thais to avoid all further battle until after the birth of your son.
Despite his pain, Cole grinned like an idiot.
How is our Horde?
Akak is well. Both Wetum and Apuk were wounded. Apuk badly. Akak and his 2,000 took terrible losses. But a bare 100 of those who bear the mark of Barna yet live.
Yet the Long Eye lives?
I told you he does.
Cole managed a smirk.
Then he, you and me, make 103.
Akak has a Horde of 103.
The dwarf finally gave Cole a weary smile.
But throw in not the dog, the raven, your demon horse, or any farm animals of your passing acquaintance. I'm too tired to do any more Horde mathematics at the moment.
Cole ignored the black twitches in his veins and his throbbing wound.
How stand you, my friend?
I am very tired.
Still the poison and the caracum?
I may not live out the week.
No.
Cole tried to sit up, and the terrible yank in his side flattened him.
What are you saying? You bear wound or poison?
No. But there is talk of chaining me between the pillars of justice.
By God, Orsini, for what?
Theft, larceny, dishonoring my elected title of Doge, treason, and breaking the Bank of Venice.
Cole looked at his friend in dawning horror.
You stole the money?
Until very recently, the Bank of Venice was the most trusted financial institution in the known world, save perhaps the Bank of the Knights Templar. As you yourself know, anyone with a writ from the Bank of Venice could exchange it for gold anywhere in the Holy League of Humanity, and often far outside it. Many a warlord, indeed, nation-states, particularly the myriad of Italian and German states, would send their gold and silver reserves here to keep them safe during their internecine wars. I stole every last copper to buy ships, mercenaries, armaments, food, and above all, time.
Jesus.
The Venetian bank's every account is in default. That includes the accounts of the Republic's citizenry. I am scorned. Branded the lion, thieving, gold-lusting dwarf doge. A larcenous inhuman who many say sent the stolen monies to his greedy dwarven kin in the Alps, while the Republic failed and her citizens went hungry. I sold my inhuman soul to a Saracen sorcerer. I keep hordes of goblins on the cemetery island where, like ghouls, they consumed the dearly departed loved ones of the citizens. I keep an unkillable Celtic monster as a pet.
Save for the last, all lies.
It was also found out that I had plans to blow up the arsenal and burn the city to the waterline should the bridge fall.
Well, I can see that not going over well.
They rule over a broken and destitute republic. A massive fleet arrived and there was almost no battle. There was no loot to be taken, money to pay them, or even food to feed them. They demand tribute. The hated Genoans are docked in the harbor. Venice is nothing now but shadows and empty apartments. There has been looting, rioting. For all of this, there must be a scapegoat. The only reason I still live is residual fear, and that fades by the moment.
You saved the Republic.
You are aware of the term Pyrrhic victory?
You can rebuild.
Oh, the Republic will try.
Well, I still have 100 golden levers. You may have them.
The dwarf's eyes flared. Cole flinched. The dwarf loomed over the bed.
If I have told you once, Cole, son of Math, I have told you 1,000 times.
Cole would have recoiled, save that he lay flat on his back.
Not a single coin shall I accept until you buy a new fucking tunic!
Laughing hurt, Cole pressed a hand to his side.
Orsini.
Cole.
How bad is it?
To that, what can be done has been done. The Abbess performed a healing. Sir Roth gave you a laying of the hands, and Brother Till blessed you. Your wound is sewn shut, but it is ugly, and already does not appear to heal correctly. What is known is that once more you are wounded sore, poisoned on some fundamental level, and assassin and now necromancer alike have their claws in you. Once again, it seems only the Angeli power keeps you alive.
Well, my friend, we have been here before.
No, Cole, we have not. Behold your right side.
Cole suddenly felt pain anew. He drew down the blanket. The sword wound was bandaged, but he saw massive black bruising over his abdomen.
You know what this represents?
Aye.
This is where our dear Theus stabbed your, simulacrum. You have similar terrible contusions both within and without where you and Briel struck your blows.
Cole felt the pain anew.
What can be done?
I spoke with Camos before he swooned, and while this form of sorcery is not his specialty, he believes any attempt to kill the monstrosity will have profoundly deleterious effects on you. He also believes the thing will continue to come for you, Cole, again and again, until it consumes you, or becomes you.
Cole groaned as he felt the poison contract his insides like black iron wires pulling tight in his veins.
Worse, you are under attack even as we speak.
Cole felt it. Darkness had gained a foothold within him and sought to expand.
My friend.
Cole.
What if you just give us the hammer now, then?
It was considered while you slept.
Oh, well. Thank you.
You are welcome. Snorri told us of the promise he made to take your head before assassin or necromancer could take you. However, the Long Eye said you and the thing are linked. Even if Snorri took you in your sleep with a clean beheading blow by the axe Fiacna under the full moon, he believed that which is you might well rush into the abomination. The Lightning King would become a god weapon in the service of the Old Man of the Mountain. And what becomes of our dear Cole's soul might well be worse than the Horde's shaman adding you to the totems.
Cole sagged. Darkness coursed through his body. He felt the black wire contractions of his veins again and groaned until it passed. He was not just poisoned. Orsini was right. He was under direct attack.
So there is nothing to be done.
The Long Eye believes the only one who can destroy the thing without your soul's utter destruction is you. And you, my friend, must somehow survive the attempt.
And I am wounded sore with assassin poison and necromancer filth coursing through my veins.
That appears to be the gist of it. And you should know Archbishop Prudenzio speaks against you once more.
Cole had never met His Eminence, but the Archbishop was starting to feel more and more like Nemesis.
I fear he shall never love me.
No.
Cole closed his eyes. Darkness that was more than lack of light resided behind them.
Orsini.
Cole.
I am so very tired.
For all your good works, you deserve a holiday.
This pet monster shall not abandon his master in the darkest hour.
Excellent. I shall see that your things are packed.
I told you I shall not abandon you.
Excellent. I need to go have my meager belongings seen to as well.
I do not understand.
We both deserve a holiday.
I still do not understand.
To my shame, I kept a few pieces of gold in reserve for just such an emergency.
A few?
10,000.
Oh.
Yes. And that 100 pieces of gold you offered me?
Aye.
Well, you put it in the bank like I told you.
You have already stolen it.
I'm afraid so.
Oh. Well.
Despite the pain, Cole was having trouble keeping his eyes open.
You will probably spend it far more wisely than I.
You do not understand.
Can you explain it to me then?
I have already explained it to you, Cole. I am a pariah, and you are my associated monster.
So?
Cole, we are going to take the money and run.
Amajok stared at the thing on the table as Ghoul prodded its wounds. The humanoid mass of dead flesh and clay of the Great Waste was hamstrung and bore two terrible wounds to its torso. Amajok could not stop staring at its face. He had met the Son of Math, and this creature genuinely looked more like the Celt now than it had before the encounter on the bridge. The thing's face and form was still a grotesque distortion of the Son of Math, but the encounter with the Celt had definitely changed it.
Is it salvageable?
The necromancer nodded without looking up from sewing dead flesh.
I can repair it. It was once empty.
Yes.
Now something resides within it.
Yes.
What resides inside of it?
Oh.
The necromancer looked up from his work and smiled happily.
Something very precious.
Ghoul opened a leaden box and pulled forth a large lump of clay. Amajok stepped back as he felt his skin prickle from exposure to the waste.
That which resides inside will consume the Son of Math.
Not exactly consume. Or perhaps, yes.
Amajok blinked three times.
I do not understand, not exactly, or perhaps.
It is a possibility that for all intents and purposes, the golem will become coal. However, there is also the intriguing possibility that coal will become it. Either way, Coal, Son of Math, is already a weapon of fate with the power of 34 Angeli within him. He also contains a piece of the power of the immortal angel Ferenaiki. I do not personally understand all this about him being a lightning king and summoning a Morrigan, but clearly, power warps and weaves all about the Celt. Whether Cole is taken or takes form, you will have something very close to what you call a god weapon, and one that does not require propitiation by the blood rites of your shaman.
It will obey?
Yes.
Why?
Because that which resides in it will rejoice in the tasks given it.
What if it no longer rejoices in its tasks?
Ghoul gestured at the assassin torture needles on the table.
As these were used upon Cole, they can be used to control the golem. We also have the god weapon ring. Though, my fellow lovers Iamehsu and Menes, with the aid of Arjang's assistants,
currently use the ring to assault Kol.
Amajok blinked.
You have mated with Ayamesu and Menes.
No, great one. We are more, in fact, fellow lovers of death.
Amajok remembered his shaman's words.
Death-mated ones.
Yes.
Arjang, Ikum, Ewer, Gwal, and Sandor entered the tent. Amajok looked to the assassin.
Report.
As expected, our grasp upon Kol weakens.
Amajok blinked once.
He is in motion.
Yes. And the more distance he puts between himself and us, the more tenuous our grasp upon him becomes.
Sandor raised a finger.
He must be aboard the Joy. But his ship took significant damage in the battle. She cannot go far without putting in for repairs.
Arjang nodded beneath his hood.
Our spies report the dwarf Doge has disappeared as the calls for his head have grown. They are fugitives.
Is Snorri Yaroslav with them?
Snorri Yaroslav is in the Republic. He has not been elected Doge, but he is clearly in command.
Can you kill him?
He is never seen without the paladin Sir Roth and a retinue of Red Shanks at his side. Difficult with what little resources we have left in the city.
Amajok looked to Gwal.
What is the status of the other Italian tribes?
You have been defeated.
Amajok blinked three times.
I have never been defeated.
Kol Abmath defeated you.
Kol Abmath lost his challenge and is discredited.
You built a bridge. Kol Abmath built a bridge to meet it and took it. The Southern Horde has taken steep losses, particularly amongst the single combat champions and those trained as engineers. Many stone throwers have fallen into the hands of the humans. They will unlock the secret to the Cathayan fire medicine, if they have not already. The bridge was incorrect thinking. The blockade was working. Venice strangled. Had we maintained position, Venice would have surrendered and the rest of the human tribes would have watched. The image of the bridge was what rallied them.
How could the human tribes have the image of the bridge?
The shaman believed the Long Eye put the image in their heads.
Gwal stared at Amajok without blinking.
You have fallen back across the river, Piave. The Italian tribes no longer fear the sack of Rome or the destruction of the Vatican. Nearly all the Italian city-states are marshalling their armies with the intention of marching north to fight us.
Amajok thrust his jaw forward to expose his tusks. He did not like the way Gwal spoke to him.
We cannot chase the brood of Math.
Our fleet took great losses. Sailing into enemy waters in pursuit would be suicidal. I further do not believe we have a ship that can catch the Joy.
Amajok looked at the necromancer.
Can he escape us?
Kol cannot escape the poison Arjang put inside him. He cannot escape what I have put inside him.
Ghoul put a tender hand on his creation.
Kol can never escape this.
Sandor smoothed his mustache.
I understand the value of trapping Kol's soul and stealing his power.
Amajok blinked once.
What do you mean?
Would you accept Kol's death instead?
The breath of Arjang and Ghoul hissed inward in unison. Amajok did not care.
It is the removal of the brood of Math that is paramount.
Then I have a plan.
What is your plan to kill the brood of Math?
The human smiled.
I have two.
Speak your plans.
We know Kol seeks sanctuary. I believe I know where he will go. And I believe I know a way to bring him out to fight.
What is this way?
As was the interminable human way, Sandor did not immediately answer the question.
And should he not take the bait the first time?
The Pole gazed upon the thing on the table.
There lies bait he cannot help but take. And then he shall fall into Ghoul's hands.
Amajok gazed upon the golem and blinked.
Cold Brood of Math runs from the Cold Death Weapon. You can make the Brood of Math come out and fight it.
Almost certainly.
How?
We are long adversaries. I know him.
The Pole looked to Ghoul.
How soon will it be ready?
Ghoul's knife and trowel hovered over the thing.
It will take a little time.
Then I would advise Amajok to use that time to allow me to kill the Son of Math. Should I fail, it will fall into Ghoul.
Ghoul shall follow your plan.
I believe the Lover of Death will find my plan most amusing.
Ghoul looked up from his corpse grinding.
Oh?
Sandor gazed upon the terrible length of Gate Defender laying on the table next to the golem. The Pole elucidated his plans. Amajok did not blink. Ghoul was most amused.
Heroes Road, Volume 3, Book 2 by Chuck Rogers is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2023 Chuck Rogers. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2023 Graphic Audio LLC. All rights reserved. Unauthorized download and or duplication is prohibited. Adapted and directed for graphic audio by Bradley Foster Smith. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Justin Wirtz. Narrated by Bradley Foster Smith. Featuring Chris Gennebach as Cole, Michael Glenn as Orsini, Bradley Foster Smith as Snorri, Jenna Sharp as Theus, Andy Clements as Kamos and Akak, Danny Gavigan as Amajok, Lise Bruneau as Farinike, and Andrew James Spooner as Benno of Ishkel and Briel, Wargnome of Liechtenstein, with additional performances by Ian Russell, Troy Allen, John Keelty, Rick Rowan, Christopher Williams, Rob McFadgen, John Vertulo, James Konacek, Rob Moreira, Don Ursula, Rainer Gabriel, Peter Holdway, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Peter Stanley, David M. Jordan, Amanda Forstrom, Nick DePinto, Colleen Delaney, David Engel, Eric Messner, Karen Novak, Jerry Marshall, Todd Schofield, Lillian Rachel, Matthew Bassett, Terrence Aselford, Ilias Khalil, Holly Adams, and Ryan Carlo DeLuson. Produced by Colleen Delaney, Scott McCormick, David Zitney, Casey Green, and Aaron Coe. Executive producers Angie Cornett, Dwayne Beeman, and Matt Webb. If you've enjoyed Heroes Road, you might also enjoy Bastard of the Apocalypse by Chuck Rogers, as well as the Agent of Exiles series by Tom Doyle. These titles and many more are now available at www.graphicaudio.net. Keep listening for a preview of another epic title in graphic audio.
When 19-year-old Huntress Feyre kills a wolf in the woods, the consequences drag her to a treacherous magical land she only knows about from legends.
Let me make this clear for you, girl. You can either come live at my home in Prithian, offer your life for the wolves in that way, or you can walk outside right now and be shredded to ribbons. Your choice.
A friend of my cousin went to the border as our offering to Prithian, and she has not been sent back. Now she dwells in riches and comfort as a high fae's bride, and so might you if you were to take a moment
She was likely eaten. That's why she hasn't returned.
Feyre's understanding of the world is turned on its head as she learns more about her host and his lands.
Were you trained as a warrior then?
Yes. I spent most of my life in my father's warband on the borders, training as a warrior to one day serve him or others. Running these lands was not supposed to fall to me.
Tamlin gets into moods. He would probably shred them for disobeying his order to stay away.
He would be that brutal?
You don't hold on to power by being everyone's friend. And among the fairies, lesser and high fae alike, a firm hand is needed. We're too powerful and too bored with immortality to be checked by anything else.
That's what happens when you're responsible for lives other than your own, isn't it? You do what you have to do.
You want what I expected for a human.
But an ancient, wicked shadow over the Fairylands is growing, and Feyre must find a way to stop it, or doom Tamlin and his world forever.
And what can be done about this blight that has spread in Prithian, stealing and altering the magic? Where did it come from?
Stay with the High Lord, human. That's all you can do.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Feyre!
Available now in Graphic Audio.
Thanks for listening to this Graphic Audio production. Graphic Audio has over 1,500 titles to choose from. Listen to over 150 binge-worthy series, from sci-fi to fantasy, to graphic novels, to mystery thrillers, to action-adventure, to westerns, and more. Check out our exclusive titles, available only in our dramatized adaptation format. If you'd like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase a download series set at graphicaudio.net. You can also earn loyalty reward points, redeemable towards future online purchases. Stream audiobooks immediately or download them to listen offline on your mobile phone or tablet using our Graphic Audio Access app, which is available on all Android and Apple devices. We like being radically different when it comes to our audiobook productions. Listen to A Movie in Your Mind, on the go, anytime, anywhere. Sign up for our email newsletter for the latest updates and new releases. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Visit our web store today at graphicaudio.net.